All right, here's Jack Armstrong. And we haven't caught up with Jack in a long time. Here he joins us, knowing that the Raptors are in action tonight. His Buffalo Bills are, I think, lucky to be 3-1, if we're being honest. But, hey, what are you going to say? What are you going to do? Here he is, our pal, Jack Armstrong. How you doing, Jack?
Ryan, gentlemen, how you guys doing?
We're doing very well. Yeah, very well.
Dream. We're just looking for some phones that work. That's all, Jack.
Aren't we a telecommunications company?
That's what I thought, pal. Yes. That's what I thought.
Yes, we are. But, hey, you're on, and that's all that matters. And you're back into the swing of things.
And I'm on a Bell phone. That's why.
There you go. See, that's it. I think that's maybe that's the issue, is that anyone on a different company's line, that's what's causing us issues.
Well, shame on them. And by the way, you know, you said the Bills are lucky to be 3-1. I mean, they outplayed Miami. That's the game they should have won.
Okay.
So, you know, the way you look at it, I think when I look at the four games, 3-1's about right.
Jack, do you go to any games and, like, jump off tables, onto tables, or what's your routine? Pinto Ron?
I was at opening night in Los Angeles because my oldest son lives out there, so... my wife and I went out and visited him and his fiance. So we were at opening night in LA, and then I was at opening day in Buffalo, the Monday night game against Tennessee, and then watched the last two games. And I'll be at the game this Sunday against the Steelers in Orchard Park. The Raptors play in Toronto on Sunday, but that's on the enemy network, so I have the day off. So I'm going to be at the Bills game, and then I'll come home and I'll watch the Raptor game on TV.
All right. There you go. Pinto Ron, is he your boy or what? Let's just clarify. Your boy's with Pinto Ron or what?
I haven't had the opportunity to.
Okay.
Do you know who he is?
Yeah, I know who he is, and I have not jumped through a table. I've seen it happen, but I'm a little better behaved. I enjoy myself at the pregame tailgate, but nonetheless, I'm not in the position or condition to jump through tables.
Okay, with Jack Armstrong. So you got Raptors Celtics tonight. Boston, the defensive team of the year the best defensive team of the year last year. They go all the way to the NBA Finals. And now they're dealing with, I would say, the definition of a controversy and a scandal here with Ime Udoka, who you talk about making a first impression last year. It was incredible what he did. And he's done for the year. He may not coach again. How do you think this could affect the Celtics' upcoming season?
Well, it could definitely have an effect because I think Coach Udoka, I'm a big Brad Stevens fan, and I think Brad basically got to a point where he took it as far as he could take it. And when he had the opportunity to move upstairs when Danny Ainge moved on, he was smart enough to do that. And I think Coach Udoka did a wonderful job kind of getting their attention and getting them to the next level in terms of their professionalism and their attention to detail and how hard they played defensively. And, you know, particularly Tatum and Brown, a year older, having veteran leadership like Al Horford. Marcus Smart is a bulldog defensive player. And, you know, Robert Williams took off, and Grant Williams and guys like that, and that personality that they have as a team really came together. I would argue, though, that, you know, if Chris Middleton was completely healthy for Milwaukee, was able to play down the stretch, you know, who's to say that Milwaukee isn't in the finals? But nonetheless, the Celtics had a great year, and now there's a lot of pressure on an interim coach, you know, and you get hired a few weeks before the season starts. You know, there's a lot going on in a short period of time that you got to handle. And more importantly than anything else, you got tremendous expectations. It's different when you take over a team that's not very good and there aren't a lot of expectations. As a head coach, you can kind of work your way through it under the radar. But the spotlight's going to be on him and on them every night. So a lot of it comes down to internal leadership, and they have a lot of good players. And, you know, if they're able to kind of ride out the early storm and figure things out, I think they'll be one of the better teams in the East.
Jack, I was reading NBA.com had an anonymous survey of all 30 general managers of which team's level of success was the toughest to predict, and Brooklyn was a runaway as to, like, they're trying to figure out what the hell's going to go on there. Like, what in your mind do you think is going to happen in Brooklyn this year?
They surely have the talent, and a lot comes down to buy-in. And, I mean, look, Ben Simmons is an incredible player. He can't shoot, but I tell you what, he's a wonderful playmaker, and he's a great defender. And when you have a guy like Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, and Joe Harris around you, you don't have to be a good shooter because those three guys can light it up. So I think when you – and everyone talks about, you know, KD and Kyrie, but, you know, Simmons and Harris, having those two guys healthy, if they're right, you know, they're just a potent offensive team on the perimeter. And that's how the game's played today in the NBA. And this is clear, you know, they shook their staff up. Clearly, you know, Steve Nash is on notice. And, it's the next step for him in his development as a coach now that he's got to find a way to connect with these guys and get them to the next level and get that buy-in from those guys. And if they get it, you know, they'll be a tremendous team. But if things go haywire, you know, it'll be a gong show because it's New York City. You got four major papers there and all the national media. And, you know, it'll be a dumpster fire. So it's a lot of pressure on them.
With Jack Armstrong, Raptors, Celtics tonight. You can see it on TSN. So they are going into a season here with the potential of having their starting five intact, which is a rarity in any sport, let alone at the NBA level, where you could have Van Vliet, Trent Barnes, Ananobi, Siakam as your starting five, when healthy. Now, Nurse has indicated that that could change. There are other players that have the ability to start. But I would have to believe they'll break camp with that starting five. How much of a benefit do you think that is going to be, Jack, the idea of the cohesiveness of this group that was so effective when they were on the court together last year, rolling into year two, and the idea that Barnes could grow that much more, which could lead to that five-man unit being even more, I guess, adhesive, if not explosive?
No, Brian, I think you're right. Because if you look at the early schedule, you look at the seven games they play in October, they are absolutely brutal. Open up at Cleveland, at Brooklyn, at Miami twice, Philly at home twice, and then Atlanta to close out the month. All seven games are against teams that are expected to be in the playoffs in your own conference that are all really good. So, you know, what's going to be the difference maker in those seven games? I think a lot of it comes down to early in the season, you know, teams don't have it all together yet. And, you know, being able to have a little bit more chemistry, good role definition, and, you know, it's the old line, victory favors the team making the fewest mistakes. You know, a lot of times the talent level might be important, but guys aren't in great, great tip-top game shape yet. And a lot of it comes down to, you know, you work through those sloppy games and they're not maybe as crisp as they are in January, February. And having a unit that's played together a lot, it's almost like the college version of you play an early season game and maybe the team you play has more talent, but you have seniors. You know, you have fifth-year seniors, so you're going to make the right plays at the right moment. And I think that's what the Raptors, you know, hopefully going to bank on is the fact that they're going to be a little sharper, a little more together, and their identity is not going to shift dramatically from what they were a year ago. And the other thing, too, is they finished the season strong last year. They had a terrific second half of the season once they figured out who they were. And you know, they lost in six games to Philly, and Embiid is an incredibly difficult matchup, particularly for Toronto because of the, you know, it's a tough matchup at the five spot. But I would argue that when you look at the Raptors down the stretch of the season last year, they were one of the better teams in the NBA, and they have their whole team back. And they're going to have Thad Young from day one, who I think is really going to help their second unit. And when Otto Porter's right, he'll help them as well on the second unit, another good veteran player. So to me, the Raptors have a good team. The Eastern Conference, the top nine teams in the East, now Chicago's banged up with Ball right now, being out for a while. But I honestly believe when you look at the top nine teams in the East, if every team is healthy, every team has a right to look in the mirror and say, man, if we're healthy and we're right, we can play with and beat any team that we play any night. So I think it's going to be tremendous. And I think the Raptors are going to be right in the thick of that.
Jack, the Raptors did something that if I was running a team would never happen on my watch. It's pro sports is ultra competitive, and you're always trying to find an edge, bring in good people. They brought in Pascal Siakam's brother. I don't exactly know what the role is. Is it an assistant coach? Is it? Anyway, what do you think of the dynamic, you being a former coach, of a player's brother being hired?
Well, he's actually with the 905, so he won't have direct day-to-day contact with the big club because he'll be busy the entire year. You know, with the 905. So,
Jack, forget I asked that question. I was assuming that he was not doing that.
Yeah. No,
it's a garbage question, buddy. Scratching from the docket. I hate myself right now. I swear to God, Jack.
But you know what? There might be other misinformed people out there, so I want to help them out as well by answering the question. So, you know, to me, I think it's no big deal at all, and I think he's a young, hungry guy that wants to get into business as a coach. They know him well. They trust him. They know he's a young man of good character, and why not? And let's see if he pays he'll pay his dues. Now, if he got hired by the big club and hadn't paid his dues, that's another thing, but that hasn't happened. So I feel pretty good about it.
All right. Well, there you go. And Siakam, I guess, is starting with the other four regulars tonight. I don't think they're going to play more than I don't know, what, half the first quarter? Maybe they come out in the second and shut it down in the second half. I'm not sure how much.
All I read, tonight, guys, but was the Raps hire Siakam's brother as a coach.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I should have read the full piece before
clickbait.
I bought.
Clickbait.
That's
why I read.
He's Jack, with the organization.
Buds.
Are you one of those guys that just, like, reads the headlines and just goes, see, I don't read Twitter and all this Instagram and all this nonsense. Because, you know, it's misinformed, and a lot of it's just opinion and fury and nonsense.
I know, Jack, but the problem is a guy like Josh Lewenberg just sends out a tweet, and I just read the tweet for what it is. The Raptors hire Pascal Siakam's brother. And if I'm running a team, nobody's brother's being a coach of anything. It's just not happening on my watch. But maybe I should have read into it a little more. Unprofessional. It's a garbage question, and it's going to be deleted from the podcast, buddy.
That's right. Yeah.
I got to ask you a question, though. And I, in all honesty,
yes.
If you were the president or GM of the Toronto Maple Leafs,
yes,
and you had Wayne Gretzky on your team, and Wayne Gretzky's brother was interested in getting into coaching, you would not provide him an opportunity to be with your organization.
I would say to Wayne Gretzky's brother, you can go coach in the OHL and stay there for 5 years and see how that goes for you. And if you're just the best option available, I'll contemplate it. I just think bringing in a guy's brother is just not, it just causes problems. You got all kinds of problems that can lie ahead with that.
I get it, but it's 2022 now, and it's different.
What the hell does that mean? Who cares? What does that mean?
No, players are empowered, and I'm not even talking. I'm using Wayne Gretzky as an example, who's the ultimate, the guy. And I'm talking with the big club, not even the minor club. I'm talking with the big club. If I were in that situation, and if I want Wayne Gretzky, it's all about not only recruitment but retention. I want to keep Wayne Gretzky happy. I'm going to do everything possible to keep Wayne Gretzky happy.
That's a big part of the program right now is, you know, how can we make
Austin,
sure?
Does Austin Matthews have a brother or sister? Hire them.
Yeah, I got two sisters. Yeah, I think, believe me, the Leafs are not far off from probably turning over that leaf, doing whatever they have to make sure that they can get him signed long term.
That's true.
I wouldn't be surprised. They'll pull out all the stops. All right, Jack, enjoy the game tonight, and go Bills. We'll do it again soon. Thank you for this.
Go Bills, and oh, dog, seriously, you know, next time, look beyond the headline, okay?
Mm-hmm. Jack, you're not the boss of me, pal. I got other people to answer to.
I love it.
Thank you, Jack.
See you, guys.
Jack Armstrong. This is a good lesson, though. We've all been tripped up by that. All been tripped up. But
well, what are you going to do? He wasn't wrong. He joined the organization.
Yeah,
like,
that's the Raptors.
He's being paid by the Raptors. He's being paid by MLS.
But it was like so crushing when he said, "Wow, he won't be around the team. He'll be with the 905."
I mean, he'll get access.
Which
the Raptors
grabbed my question, wrapped it up with a bow, and threw it in the trash.
Right. Anyway, good to catch up with Jack.